Chairperson, good to see everyone. I'm glad to have the opportunity to show our study in Japan about long-term carbon sink situation in Miscanthus sinensis grassland and Japanese cedar forest plantation in Japan. Well, biofuel has been produced more, from the herbaceous or woody biomass. It is important to understand the cultivation of bioenergy crop will contribute to carbon carbon accumulation in soil. And Miscanthus sinensis and Cryptomeria japonica can be used for the bioenergy production. And in Japan, Miscanthus sinensis grassland and Cryptomeria japonica forest plantation are widely distributed. So as such, the objective of this study was to evaluate the carbon sequestration in Miscanthus sinensis grassland and Cryptomeria japonica forest plantation that were established in Andesol. This study was conducted in the near the city of Aso in Kumamoto Prefecture in southern Japan. In here, in their annual precipitation was about 3,000 millimeters per year, and the mean annual air temperature is around 9.6 degrees. So, this is the picture of the study site. You can see the in the foreground, you can see the Miscanthus dominated grassland. And the back of the image is the Cryptomeria forest plantation. In this presentation, I will be referring to the Miscanthus sinensis grassland as just a grassland, and Cryptomeria japonica forest plantation just as forest. In the grassland, annual burning has been done in the early spring more than 40 years. Over those 40 years, above ground plant materials has never been harvested. In the forest, tree biomass has not been harvested since the forest was established in 1962. The forest floor was covered by the litter of Cryptomeria. At the two sites, plant samples, which include the litter and root in grassland and forest, and also rhizomes in the grassland were collected in 2009. Also, we collected undisturbed soil samples at 5 centimeter increments from the top 30 centimeter depths. And we measured soil bulk density and carbon concentration and delta 30 carbon in the soil and plant materials. So the proportion of soil carbon, which is XC, this one, of the Cryptomeria-derived carbon in the soil was calculated by this equation. At first, we calculate total mass carbon in soil. Mass carbon derived from Cryptomeria in the forest was estimated by multiplying mass carbon and XC. And all the soil carbon was derived by Miscanthus before the forest was established. And we assume that all the soil carbon was same in both sites. Therefore, the carbon from new Miscanthus was calculated by subtracting old soil carbon from the total mass carbon in the grassland. And carbon input by plant materials were also calculated. We defined carbon input in the grassland as litter and ash after the burning. Carbon input in the forest was calculated by the estimation of the litter fall in the forest. The amount of litter fall in the forest was estimated by the cited studies, which were conducted in cryptomeria forest plantation in Japan. So next, results and discussions. The upper figures show the digital 13 carbon in, of soil in each depth in the grassland and forest. Digital 30 carbon of the soil in 0 to 5 centimeter depths in the grassland was significantly higher than that in the forest, whereas there were no significant difference across the site in the digital 13 carbon at the 5 to 20 centimeter depths. The lower figure show the delta 13 carbon of the plant materials. Delta 13 carbon of the litter and ash of the rhizomes and litter and ash in the grassland is or higher than the litter or root in the forest or cryptomeria. This means carbon input from the cryptomeria led to the decreased delta 30 carbon in the soil. Therefore, from these results, it appears the influence on the soil digital carbon by carbon input by cryptomeria, which is C3 plant species, could be detected only in the surface soil, 0 to 5 centimeter depths. While soil delta 30 carbon in the forest in 20 to 30 meters centimeter depths was slightly higher than that in the grassland, this may not be due to the carbon input by cryptomeria. If the soil carbon in the 20 to 30 meter depths came from the carbon or root of cryptomeria, soil delta 30 carbon should decrease due to the lower delta 30 carbon of roots of cryptomeria. Next. We calculate the proportion of cryptomeria derives carbon only in the 0 to 5 centimeter depths. This table shows the delta 30 carbon used for the calculation. As a result, XC is 42%. So the value of the soil carbon derived from the forest and grassland over the 42 years period were calculated to be 1.33 kilogram carbon per square meter and 2.36 kilogram carbon per square meters. And the carbon accumulation rate in the soil in both sites were 284 and 503 kilogram carbon per hectare per year. Therefore, the carbon accumulation rate in the grassland was 1.8 times higher than in the forest. So the question is, what is the reason why the carbon accumulation rate in the soil was higher in the grassland? One possible reason was the presence of charcoal in the grassland. In that grassland, burning has been done every spring. Therefore, the charcoal, which is fairly recalcitrant, may contribute to the higher carbon accumulation rate in the grassland. Also, the CN ratio of the litter and ash in the grassland was higher than that of the litter in the forest. Organic matter with high CN ratio is generally harder to decompose compared with low organic matter with low CN ratio. Therefore, high CN ratio of the litter and ash in the grassland may contribute to higher carbon accumulation rate compared with in the forest. The second reason is lower carbon input from the litter into soil in the forest compared with the grassland. While litter carbon input in the forest was greater than in the grassland, soil temperature and lignin concentration, which are referred by the other studies, generally higher or lower in the grassland compared with the forest. Because carbon will flow into the soil after the decomposition of large size organic matter, lower rate of litter decomposition may influence the carbon accumulation rate in soil. So this means that carbon input from the litter to soil in grassland potentially larger compared with in the forest. The third reason is the microbial degradation that follows establishing a cryptomeral forest plantation in what was the Miscanthus grassland. Imra et al. Reported that the soil carbon content in pinus dense flora forest, which is a coniferous tree forest, same as Cryptomeria japonica, is a lower compared to Miscanthus grassland. In this pinus forest, fluvic acid and humic acid ratio increased and the chemical properties of humic acid was changed. In other studies, it is reported that the soil organic carbon losses increased with increasing the soil acidification. In addition, increase in the relative quantity of fluvic acid in soil caused translocation of acidic and more soluble materials from the soil. So Imro et al. Conclude that the microbial degradation will include the change in chemical properties of humic acid, which ultimately lead to decrease the losses in soil carbon in the pinus forest. So the same kind of phenomenon may possibly be occurring in our study site. So we conclude that the soil act as the carbon sink in both Miscanthus grassland and cryptomeria forest plantation. Also, due to the presence of ash and charcoal in the grassland, relative recalcitrant litter in the forest, and the carbon loss by microbial degradation in the forest, carbon accumulation rate in the soil was higher in the Miscanthus grassland than in the cryptomeria forest plantation. That's all. Thank you for very much for your attention.
We have time for a couple questions.
Since the grassland is burned,
yep.
You would probably have greater radiation on the soil. Have you considered anything related to the soil temperatures or how fast?
Yeah, maybe soil temperature will affect this, the microbial degradation, I think. In this study, I didn't measure the soil temperature in both sites, but you can see the tables I cited from the other studies. Usually the temperature is higher in the grassland than forest, so that will be effect on the microbial degradation.
Are there any other questions?
I have a question about how can you distinguish the carbon from grassland or from the forest? I mean, in the solid and the mass, how can you distinguish that?
I measure the delta 30 carbon in the soil. You know, Miscanthus is a C4 plant species, and Cryptomeria japonica is a C3 species. So the delta 30 carbon of the carbon in each plant is different. So from the delta 30 carbon value in Miscanthus grassland and the materials of cryptomeria, we can calculate the proportion of the composition, how percent of carbon come from that each plant. Can I?
For the solid NMR, the compound structure probably different. I mean, have to calculate the ratio? I mean, is there any specific chemicals there? The composition compounds there?
Sorry, I can.
Okay, well, thank you very much.